Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
During these unprecedented times, we might find ourselves asking what really matters and what is truly essential. Hi, Jordan of Great Plains Kubota here, and if you're like us, you're probably taking stock of your essentials like food, water, feed, fertilizer, or seed. But have you thought of the necessities you might need to keep your equipment operating during this time? You can trust our family of Kubota dealerships to meet your essential demands of Kubota parts, Kubota service, Kubota sales, and yes, Kubota rentals. Shop us online at gpkubota.com or call 855-4-Kubota. And remember, the Great Plains Kubota brand promise. If it's not right, it's on us.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org.
It appears we're almost ready to roll out the rules on the CFAP. That's the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program that came out of the CARES Act, that $2 trillion package of money, $16 billion being allocated to agriculture for some direct help regarding coronavirus impacts. The USDA announcing yesterday afternoon that there will be a webinar Thursday, tomorrow at noon Central Time for farmers, ranchers, and other producers interested in applying for direct payments through the CFAP. We don't know the details of the rules as of yet. They're still at OMB, but by the end of the week, expectations are they will be available for everybody to see. Sign-up should follow fairly quickly. First estimates from Uncle Sam for the 2020 winter wheat crop shows nationally a 4% smaller wheat crop than in 2018, forecast at 1.25 billion bushels. Oklahoma's crop, 102.6 million bushels. That's off by 7% compared to a year ago, but up from the Zoom forecasters of a week ago. The Kansas wheat crop expected to be 10% smaller than a year ago at 305 million bushels. Texas crop actually up, though, by about 20%, 84 million bushels expected this year versus 69 million bushels a year ago. The coronavirus, COVID-19, has canceled so many things here in 2020, including the state FFA convention late April for Oklahoma FFA. They held a virtual awards ceremony last night on YouTube. They rolled out the Proficiency Awards for 2020, also Area Stars for 2020, and announced the 2020-2021 State FFA Officer Team. That team will be led by Tanner Taylor from the ADARE FFA chapter. More details on all the awards and the new officers in the Blue Green Gazette on our OklahomaFarmReport.com website. On Capitol Hill, Senator Chuck Grassley and half a dozen of his colleagues have come up with legislation that would require a minimum of 50% of a meat packer's weekly volume of beef slaughter to be purchased on the open or spot market. Some groups saying hip, hip, hooray, like RCAF USA. Others are saying, hey, wait a minute. They cite the work that's been done by Dr. Stephen Coons from Colorado State University regarding price discovery, if you back away from that many negotiated sales, you're talking about the loss potentially of millions or billions of dollars to the cattle industry, short term and especially longer term. Dr. Coons says you need price discovery, but there are other ways to get more of it. Finally, at Oklahoma State Capitol, State Senate unanimously passing yesterday a measure that would establish an Oklahoma certified beef program. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, neighbors, Superior Video Livestock Auction, their next sale coming up on Thursday, May 14th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 34,550 head. That includes 10,000 yearling steers, 3,600 yearling heifers, 5,600 weaned calves, and over 14,000 calves on cows. To check the schedule of when a lot will sell or to preview the videos, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.